In Northwest news from KPLU, flowers are starting to bloom, and for many people, that means home buying season. Conventional wisdom has been that spring is the best time to list your home, but Stan Humphreys of the real estate data company Zillow says that's incredibly vague. So he analyzed Zillow data and discovered the best time to list your home is the end of March if you want to fetch the highest price. Humphreys and Chief Zillow Executive Spencer Raskoff reveal all the interesting things they discovered crunching real estate numbers in their book, Zillow Talk, The New Rules of Real Estate. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross recently spoke with Humphreys.
What made you guys decide to write the book?
I guess we were struck by the fact that while real estate is so central to people, it's still this area where people's behavior is still governed so much by hunches and assumptions or sometimes outright myths. Things like you should always buy the worst house in the best neighborhood, adjustable rate mortgages were the instrument of the devil. If you're going to do a home improvement, you should do a kitchen remodel. And we found that a lot of those were not true.
Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, we were really surprised. I've been at Zillow for 10 years, and almost every year I see some enormous survey that comes out that says, according to real estate professionals and home contractors, the best improvement you should do is a kitchen. So, and it turns out when you actually crunch the data, really the best improvement you can do is what's called a mid-range bathroom upgrade, which really means that you're taking a something that is just barely a functional toilet and making it into a real bathroom. So the thinking there is that, you know, everyone can use more bathrooms in the house, whereas oftentimes these upscale kitchen upgrades that get done, you know, that's really the taste of that kitchen upgrade is in the eye of the beholder, and the seller that's going to buy your house may not like the tile versus granite that you chose.
Tell me about the inspiration for looking at the Starbucks effect. Like, how did you even have the idea to look at that?
Some of the earlier chapters were around gentrification and particularly what we call this gayborhood effect, the fact that areas that have been popular with gay and lesbians in the past 30, 40 years have generally done quite well in terms of home price appreciation relative to the city averages. But that dynamic is starting to wind down now as gays and lesbians are more in the social mainstream. So we were asking ourselves, who's the next group that you might want to use as a marker for home price appreciation? And pretty early in that exploration, coffee shops popped out as something that was really highly correlated with home values. So we dug in there and then ended up looking at different types of coffee houses from Starbucks to Dunkin' Donuts.
And so you found that if you buy a house that's near a Starbucks, your home will appreciate faster than a house that's farther away?
That's right. The initial analysis was just looking at a 17-year period, and we looked at home prices in a ring. It was within a quarter mile of a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts and compared it to homes that were between a quarter mile and a half mile. So still pretty close to these places, but wasn't, you know, right nearby. And what we found was that the homes in the outer ring between a half mile and a quarter mile away from either type of coffee house appreciated about 65% over that period of time, whereas Dunkin' Donuts, within a quarter mile of a Dunkin' Donuts, you appreciate it at about 80%. But Starbucks was the heavyweight in that contest, where home values appreciated there more than 96% versus 65% if you were further away.
But I wonder, I mean, if once the Starbucks is there, have you kind of missed the wave?
Well, you have and you haven't. Starbucks are placing their stores in places that have already seen some they're taking off in terms of home price appreciation. But what we found was there's still an effect. Even after that store opens, appreciation is still outpacing home price growth that you would expect given the prior growth. So it's both cause and effect a little bit.
Tell me a little bit about what you found about the great push for home ownership in the early 2000s. I mean, President Bush really made a big push to expand home ownership to lower and moderate income folks.
That's right. Yeah. And I would say it's actually been a bipartisan push. Certainly under Clinton and Bush, we got a lot more hard-nosed about actually trying to push the home ownership rate, which generally since the mid-60s has been at about 63-64% of us have been homeowners in the U.S. But we got a lot more targeted about trying to push that home ownership rate up higher. And the result of that was after the Clinton years and the Bush years, we actually did by 2005 get the home ownership rate up to almost 70%, just shy of it. And then, unfortunately, of course, we had the huge housing recession where homeownership now is back down to almost 63%. We think that oftentimes when there is this hysteria and this one-sided picture about that everyone should own homes, that's, I think, damaging in the long term because for a variety of circumstances, renting makes a lot of sense for a lot of people. And we are also concerned that oftentimes this this worship at the altar of homeownership does create some perverse side effects, like the fact that we have a real crisis in affordable rental housing in this country right now. And I think a lot of that is because we've taken our eye off policies that are designed to grow the stock of affordable rental housing because we wanted to push everyone into home ownership. And the consequence of that is that a third of us don't live in, don't own our homes, but yet we are in rental stock, which is getting more and more expensive. And that has real equity issues.
Stan Humphries is co-author of the new book Zillow Talk, The New Rules of Real Estate, and he's chief economist at the real estate data firm Zillow. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks, Ashley.
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.